Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in the work of the Lord. We must be happy and rejoice and be glad and not be sad in the work of the Lord. When you see what God is doing, you cannot but my soul rejoice. My soul rejoice. When you see the goodness of God, the love of God, the work of God, the power of God, the miracle of God, then you rejoice. Then you say, really, this is the day the Lord has made. And I am rejoicing because I'm seeing the power and the work of God. So welcome to a Tuesday. Happy Tuesday to all our listeners. And welcome to the gospel. The main thing is to what? Preach the gospel.
All this week, we are focusing on answering the Great Commission. So there's a call, and then we must answer. We must answer the Great Commission. When we make a telephone call, there's a caller, and then somebody must answer in order for there to be an exchange of information. So sometimes it seems overwhelming. Well, the Great Commission, how am I going to do this? How am I going to go preach the gospel? How am I going to go tell people about God? Well, when we answer the call, when we show up as willing and available, we'll realize we don't have to go too far because God is already sending the people to us. The people are already in our midst of who need a word of love, a word of transparency, a word of transformation, the solution that's on the inside of us through the power of the Holy Spirit. So when we answer the call, there will be an exchange of information, and God will begin to reveal to us who it is for us to share with at that moment, at that time, throughout the day, people who are in our reach. He doesn't expect us to travel all these miles when he has put all great people around us that he wants to share his love with.
So the call this morning is to say, yes, Lord. This is it. There's a call. The answer got to be, yes, Lord. And once we say yes, we get the information. And we are given the information this morning that the main thing is to preach the gospel. Take the gospel to who? To every creature. Take the gospel to who? In all the world. Go to all the nation with the good news. Mm-hmm. And just tell them that what the good news says. And lo, I am with you always. He says, tell them all the things that I have taught you, and I will be with you. So God promised that he's never going to let us go by ourselves, but we got to go. Mm-hmm. Once we are going, and not going on our own accord, but we're going on based on the commission and taking the gospel with us, is there that.
We're called into the courtroom as a witness. In Matthew chapter 24, verse 14, it says, and this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. Well, when the Bible's talking about the end, it's talking about judgment.
Yes.
Right? So think about in the court case, and we have a lot of court cases that are on the national news these days. Before the judge makes a judgment, what do? They bring in all their witnesses. They have the defense and they have the prosecutor. And both sides are continually bringing in their witnesses.
Yes.
As long as they're calling in witnesses, the case isn't over yet. The judge can't make the judgment until he hears the whole case.
Yes.
And that involves hearing from each witness. So we're being called as witnesses to all the nations before that final gavel comes down.
Yes.
Before this world here comes to an end. He's calling in all his witnesses. He needs us to witness for the goodness of God. He needs us to witness the grace of God. He needs us to witness the restorative power that's found through Jesus Christ, the protection that is found by the blood of Jesus. All these things he wants us to bear witness before that final gavel comes down in the courtroom. He's calling forth his witnesses. God has been good to each and every one of us. We can all go back and we can pinpoint times where we know that we know that we know that it wasn't us.
Yes.
It was God that came in. It wasn't so-and-so and so-and-so. It was truly God that came in, that stepped in, that went before us, that made all things new, that turned the whole situation around. We know what we used to feel like, and we know what he did and how we are right now. We know the crazy thoughts that we used to have and how clear our mind is now. We know the bitterness that we used to carry and how now we so freely walk in peace. So when we're sharing the love of Christ with other people, it's not that we have to be able to recite 50 scriptures. That's not it. It's we're sharing the heart. We're sharing the love. We're sharing the results as witnesses. When they call forth a witness, it's somebody who experienced the situation. That is the witness. So if you have experienced God turn your situation around, if you have experienced God comfort you when it just seemed like all hope was lost, if you have experienced God in any way, that is what you're being called to share as witnesses.
Yes. When you look at Acts chapter 1, that to support the truth of the word, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, it's supporting everything that you said. We're trying to make it be clear on this radio show this morning that every one of us are called to be a witness. And every one of us must answer the Great Commission. We have to answer it. The call is for all born-again believers.
But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth.
There it is. Mm-hmm. So we are called to be what? Witnesses. We are called to be a witness of what God has done in our life. All of us, not some of us. So there is no exemption here. All believers ought to be a witness. If you are saved, you must answer the call. And you must go. Every saved believers have this commission upon their lives. So this is the Great Commission that we have to answer. And if we don't, we're going to have to give an account when we stand before him. It's for all of us. So, Dan, my job and your job and this radio station is to make it clear to our listeners that you are a witness. So there's a difference between called to be a preacher in a church, called to be an evangelist in a church, called to be a prophet, called in those and to be a teacher. There is a difference. Those are ministry gifts. He's not talking about ministry gifts here. He's talking about simple making disciples. And that is for all believers to be a witness. So all of us are qualified and all of us are called to do that.
It tells us that he'll put the words in our mouth for us not to worry. Don't worry about what you're going to say.
Yeah.
He said that he'll put his words in our mouth. So we have to be willing to answer the call and to be available. And he will put the words in our mouth. He'll put a wisdom in our mouth to be able to melt every resistance. And where are these words going to come from? They're coming from the witness of the power of the Holy Spirit, where God brings into remembrance a way that we can relate to a person to effectively share the gospel, to communicate the heart of God with them. It's good to be versed in the scriptures, but we don't have to feel as if we're not qualified because we don't know 100 scriptures, or we don't know 200 scriptures, or we don't know 10 scriptures. So we feel like we are unqualified. We're moving by faith. And when we go by faith, he's going to put the words in our mouth that are needed for that situation. It's not a script. It's a real life relationship, communication from heart to heart with a person as we be witness of what God has done for us. So we're sharing what we know. We're not sharing what we're uncertain about. We're sharing what we know as witnesses. Somebody may come and try to twist you up with the scriptures, but as long as you're just giving a witness, you're yes. sharing your testimony, doesn't matter what they say. It's not going to change what you say. It's not going to have you swerve in any kind of way. You know that you know that you know your testimony. You know that you know that you know your experience with God, what you are witnessing to them about. So you can't get tripped up in that.
In Acts chapter 2, verse 46, we are all called to be a witness. So if we look at Acts chapter, we just look at Acts chapter 1, verse 8, that when the Holy Spirit comes, you have the power to be witnesses. Now let's look at the manifestation of that truth over in Acts chapter 2.
Verse 46, so continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people.
Yeah.
And the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved.
So who were these people? Mm-hmm. Those were the people in Acts chapter 2 on the day of Pentecost. And we just celebrate Pentecost Sunday, when the Holy Spirit came and do exactly what was said of it in Acts chapter 1, verse 8. You shall have power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. They did. And to do what? To be witnesses. We see that.
In verse 39, it tells us, for the promise is to you. And to your children and to all who are afar off, as many as the Lord our God will call. And there's been different instances where I've been doing Bible study or talking in small group in places, juvenile justice facilities, and where the youth will tell me, oh, my mom is a pastor. Oh, my grandma has been praying for me. So the promise is to you and to your children and to all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God will call. He will put people in the right place at the right time to be a witness to those seeds that you have planted, the watering that you have given, in order that all
thank you for joining us
make
for
your day
our
count.
Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make Your Day Count.
Are you
looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.